This is WKAR Online. Last Saturday, hundreds of students graduated from Lansing Community College. It was a time for celebration, but many of them are already in debt. Some will go on to four-year universities, where they'll probably have to borrow a lot more money. The average graduate in Michigan has $24,000 in student loan debt. That's a bubble that's about to burst, says the LCC Dean of Student Services. Dr. Evan Montague has written on the subject for the online magazine Bridge. He told WKAR's Gretchen Millick that students must start planning ahead to cut down on the cost of a college degree.
Student loans are very easy to obtain. It's become the largest single funding source in higher education, and it's just ballooned. With escalating cost in higher education, at the same time declining state and federal support in education, we're going to hit a precipice here sometime soon. And so much like the mortgage industry, there's concern that at some point in time we're going to hit that bubble point with student loans, and it's going to leave a generation behind in terms of being able to do the things that their parents were able to do, purchase homes, invest for their children's higher education. So it's creating a cycle that I think many beyond myself are concerned about the future in terms of the well-being and economic success of graduates.
It's kind of a catch-22 for young people who want to go to college. It's good for the economy. It's good for them. They can go on and have a successful career. But at the same time, most people do need to borrow money because the cost is so high. So how do they deal with that catch-22?
You're right. Continuing education and training is the magic ticket. And we need to increase the higher education attainment levels in the state. At the same time, there are different ways to pursue that. And I think borrowing wisely when a student's in school, using the summer for internships and work-based opportunities to try to have additional income and resources, working while they go to school. Many of our students are work-study employee students, so they work while they're going to school. And working with colleges and universities to think about payment plans and options. At LCC, we have a payment plan for our students that stretches their payments out throughout the semester, hopefully reducing the reliance on student loans. And I think the worst thing that we can get into is potentially overborrowing when a student comes to the reality after graduating that they have to repay that debt.
I hear students say that when they apply to colleges, colleges sometimes tell them, don't worry about the debt. Just think about the end result. This is an investment in yourself. How can we change that culture? Because obviously for universities, they're in a little bit of a double bind too. They have costs.
Sure.
They want students. Mm-hmm. And so how do they attract people but at the same time be honest about what the debt could be?
Well, I think it is a balancing act to kind of figure out the best course for an individual to pursue. When I think about that investment, it needs to be a wise investment. And I think this is a huge tension right now in higher ed. What's the career? What career path am I going into? As well as understanding that higher education is a point of discovery and challenge and trying to figure out that path in itself. So I think it's incumbent on us in higher education to teach the core skill sets, the analytical skill sets, critical thinking, communication skills that position students for success. I think that's part of the equation. I think there are things that are often left to the end of a student's undergraduate experience, like internships, like work-based experiences, that will help them solidify their choice, may help them find scholarship or employment-based opportunities while they're in school to help balance some of those expenses. From a federal perspective, also from the state level, we're hearing a lot more, and a lot more funding streams will be tied to outcomes in the future. We're reporting more data than ever before to the U.S. Department of Education about gainful employment programs, programs that show the employment rates as well as the student borrowing rates to show the ability to repay a debt. And colleges and universities across the country are now putting more disclosures on all of their websites based on U.S. Department of Education criteria on really getting at the true cost of an education as well as the outcomes.